Jeff Gore Show. Thank you for spending your morning with us. This is Andrew Sorrell, guest host, filling in for Jeff. I'm state representative and candidate for state auditor in 2022. But enough about me. Let's bring on our next guest. I'm really excited about this guest because I think it's important to give activists some airtime because they do really important work. And our next guest is Casey Cavender, and she's with Health Freedom Alabama. I think one of the founders of Health Freedom Alabama. Casey, how are you today?
I'm good, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. Tell us, what is Health Freedom Alabama?
Health Freedom Alabama rose out of those efforts at the beginning of the year to stop these vaccine passport bans or these vaccine passports. And it was just a grassroots effort of people from all over the state who never even had an opportunity to meet each other, but we rose up to the occasion and got on the phone and communicated with each other to get into the state house by phone and email to tell our legislators that we have to put a stop to these vaccine passports. And thankfully, we were successful in those efforts and decided to formalize into one group that is now Health Freedom Alabama to continue the fight against discrimination based on vaccine status and just protect our overall health freedoms as a whole in all issues.
You know, you were effective with the Senate, with the vaccine passport bill that I think Senator Orr carried that. It got watered down a little bit, but still a good bill. Still happy we passed it. It protected customers basically from having to present a vaccine passport in order to shop in your local supermarket or drugstore, whatever. So, right. But I'm going to give you more credit because what happened during special session, I think I can more directly attribute to your group, and that was the passage of Senate Bill 9 by Senator Elliott, actually, from down here, and Senate Bill 15. Tell us, what did those two bills do, and were those two bills that the legislature passed, was that adequate? Did that adequately address the needs of Alabamians?
Right. So when the special session started, we had hopes for a bill that would have protected all citizens from vaccine mandates. But what we ended up with was Senator Elliott's SB 9, which streamlined the exemption process. So the federal law already provides for both religious and medical exemptions. But sometimes that process can become very burdensome. A lot of people aren't really sure how to navigate the system of submitting exemptions. And so SB 9 created a state form that employers would be required to give to their employees if they requested an exemption from an employer-mandated vaccine. And it gave them several options to choose from that you simply check a box to say, object to this vaccine for medical reasons or for a religious reason, and they simply fill out the form, sign it, and submit it to their employer. So it was helpful in streamlining the process and making it easier for employees to request an exemption and for employers to have a simple form to take. And it did help with that. Now, SB 15, which was sponsored by Senator Orr, was a really good deal because we saw these clinics popping up at schools. And so what SB 15 did is it required that for any minor child under the age of 19 would have to have parental consent in order to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. And it also stated that schools would not be able to even ask a minor student's vaccine status without explicit parental consent in those cases. So both of those bills did provide some good things. We do not feel that SB 9 by Senator Elliott went far enough, because what we're seeing is that employers have already denied exemptions across the board in some cases. And on top of that, even if they granted an exemption by an employee, they were often still discriminating against them by segregating them, making them take regular COVID-19 testing at the expense of the employee. And so there's still discrimination in the workplace. And that was really important for us to provide protection from our employees, because it's not enough that we're requiring them to have an exemption in the first place. The reality is that all Americans, and especially Alabamians, should have the right to decide what goes on or in their body without discrimination or retaliation from anyone. And we didn't quite get there in the special session, but we're hopeful that we will get there in the regular session with a bill that we have come up with, which is the Alabama Health Freedom Act, HB 31.
You're absolutely correct. Listen, we are down about 15 seconds, but if people want to find out more about your group and how they get involved, how do they do that?
Yeah, we have a website. It's www.healthfreedomalabama.com, all spelled out. And we're on all the social media outlets. You can find us by our name, Health Freedom Alabama.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on. Shane Stringer up next.